Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
My talkers, welcome to the nice short holiday week here for Thanksgiving. Woo! 3 days with Lori and Julia. This is going to be a nice short one, right, guys?
Oh, man.
You love it.
Love it. Today's really like a Wednesday. That's a Monday. It's so exciting. And for Julia, it's Thursday.
That's right. It is.
Yeah, no, I do. I think we all love Thanksgiving.
Oh.
It's just such like a great...
It's a great holiday.
Great holiday.
Food, family, and football. There's nothing better.
Yeah. Can I just read you what was my favorite comment about the Vikings catastrophe that was
please
yesterday?
Please be quick, please.
Yeah. My husband was in such a bad mood, as many people were.
Yeah.
Emmanuel Achu. Uh-huh. You know, he did stepped in for The Bachelor, and he's an NFL guy, and he wrote a great book. He said, the Cowboys beat the Vikings so bad, they took them off TV.
Mm-hmm.
A network taking your game off national television by saying, we're going to take you to a more competitive matchup is the actual version of having to pass the sticks when you're down 21-0.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Grand, really?
Yeah, my parents are in Florida.
Did they take it off the air? I didn't even know.
If you're in another market other than Minnesota, after about the end of the third quarter, they sent a message, the announcers, this was Tony Romo and Jim Nantz, said, we apologize for the play of this game. We are going to transfer you over to the Cincinnati-Pittsburgh game. And so my parents in Florida lost the game because it was so bad they didn't want the national audience watching
it. The Cowboy fans were upset because they wanted to see it. Yes.
That is so classic.
With 6 minutes left in the third quarter.
Yeah,
Julia.
No, it wasn't even,
we quit at half. I just thought.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I mean.
Okay, wait, I didn't even know that happened. That is so classic.
Here is me, little moi, bringing accidental sports talk.
That's great.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that.
When a major network apologizes for your lack of good play and changes the game, that is not a good sign.
It was so pathetic, though.
Oh, yeah.
It was like really like they played a junior high team.
Yeah,
it was painful. Yep. I came downstairs because I went to a movie yesterday, and I'll tell you about that later. But Casey's like, you know, the girl and her husband and the baby they're going to spend two nights with us. They're coming up Tuesday. Now, you know, the second floor is my staging room for travel. And I had stuff staged all over the place that I was putting away for Mexico and then packing for, you know, going up to Duluth. So, I mean, I was like running around like a chicken with my head cut off upstairs, putting away stuff. You know,
that's what you did yesterday.
Just yesterday in the afternoon, just like trying to make room. I'm like, I have kind of a busy week this week. And I'm like, I got to get things ready for the fam.
Yes.
So, and then I don't know if you guys had any weekend claim to fame. Julia, I know you're still not feeling up to par. You can't shake your shaky cold.
I can't. No, it's in my lungs. It's in my lungs. Yeah. I can't shake it.
And Grant, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling better, but I laid in bed from Friday to pretty much slept through pretty much most of that game on Sunday. But so nothing real crazy.
So was your weekend claim to fame? You're in bed all weekend.
It was actually kind of nice.
Yeah. All right. Well, I did have a, mom called me.
I'm just in shock though. I did not know that happened.
Oh, my parents texted me.
In shock. Have they ever done that?
Oh yeah, this happens. It's not a lot,
before,
but very rarely does it happen.
Worst loss in 59 years for the Vikings.
Yeah. Cowboy fans were upset all across the country because they wanted to see the shellacking continue.
Oh, enough is enough. And then we have to watch them on Thanksgiving again.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Grant?
Yeah. That's like in 3 days.
Yeah. Or whatever.
Yeah.
Against the Patriots.
But it's happened a couple other times.
Yeah, it has. Yeah.
Oh, that is just.
My mom wrote me, hey, it's such a horse bleep game that they took them off national TV down here and put on the Steelers-Bengals game. Mm-hmm. Did that happen to you back home?
Okay, yes. Did they keep it on here locally?
Yes, they have to keep it locally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes
sense. But everywhere else, they took it off. So, I mean, Cowboy fans were really upset. And I guess Cowboy fans are out in full force at the stadium yesterday.
I told you, I went last year.
And it was the same way.
I told you I went to this game last year, and there were more Cowboy fans than Viking fans.
People, well, you know why? They want to come up here and shop, too.
There you go.
Uh-huh. It's a fun
getaway. No taxes on clothes. You go to the Mall of America, you're golden.
You're golden. You can get a lot of shopping weekend, and have fun, and you can chant, "Let's go Cowboys," in another stadium and be louder than the home team.
Jeez.
Okay, so my mom calls me today, and she says, "You have news at your station."
Yeah, we do.
I'm like, big "Mom, news. What?" I didn't even know. She said, "Colleen from Colleen and Bradley." She's leaving the radio world to be a mom and do other things, but she said after 19 years, she's had enough.
She never said that.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
First of all, I go and read Colleen's thing, you know, and you know, I was just like, oh, but then she said she would be able to, you know, fill in, but she does have kids that are at active, busy ages, and
she's her a mom, full-time caretaker. I mean,
there's a lot going on in her
sandwich
life.
Sandwich, and I really admire her because Colleen has been here with us for 20 years, Laurie. It's 20 years.
Yes, 20 years.
And she started after us, like 8 months after us or something, and we've worked with her in different capacities, and she's wonderful.
I remember when she was in sales for a hot second.
She was. Mm-hmm. And I admire her.
Oh, we're going to miss her.
And we're going to miss her so much. And that show is so great.
Mm-hmm. And when are they going to announce what's happening?
I don't know. Yeah. That's not our job.
Yeah.
I barely know.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, my mom gave me the alert. She goes, after nine. It's my mom's editorializing.
So she didn't hear the right years.
Right.
She's saying she's going to find better pastures, which is not true.
No.
But, I mean, she has an opportunity to, this is one thing I'll say, is that your kids grow up so fast. And when there's stuff that goes on after school, I mean, we don't have a flexible schedule. You have to work our hours.
Yeah, right.
And so
right,
that she can do something where she can, she doesn't have to worry about that every day.
Yeah.
And be there.
You did that with your kids. You missed a lot, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I would do it differently if I did it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's just
hard. I can't imagine.
Yeah. And because it goes like that, and everyone says it's so fast, and you're like, right. Mm-hmm. Last night wasn't fast.
Right.
You know, but she is just, we're going to miss her.
Yeah. She's a full-time sports mom, too, and they've got a lot
of... She's full-time, and they have talent.
Yes, they all do.
They have talent in her family, but Colleen...
Is it too soon to ask her to fill in?
No, I already have dates for her in March.
Oh, do you?
Oh, okay. Yes. It might be too soon. She says she has to regroup, but we're going to miss Colleen. Colleen has worked with us for so long, and she's such a lovely person.
She's our ballerina girl.
I know, and she does such a great job. Yeah. Colleen and Bradley are just...
Bradley must be devastated.
And Holly, I think they all are. I know I am. I know when we first learned, we're like, no.
Yeah, my first times at the station here were filling in with their show, and I was probably as bad as a bad can be, but they really made me feel like I was good and gave me a lot of confidence, and I had a lot of fun working with those
guys. They're wonderful people.
Very,
they have a great show.
Very positive, wonderful people. We'll miss them a lot, but like you said, she's going to be around filling
in. We'll miss Colleen.
Yeah.
I mean, she has been...
That's the show, because it's that show. As it's
the
known
deep
as
dive.
Done.
Yeah.
The flavor.
Tinfoil hat.
The tinfoil
hat.
And she's just a great person. Yeah, so I just think that's going to be. But we wish her well and everyone else.
Grant, did you watch any TV while you were laying in bed, or were you sleeping and not really able to focus on anything?
I slept a lot, but I did have times where I couldn't sleep because I slept so much. Yes. I did check out The Christmas Story Christmas.
And,
you know, I loved it.
Okay.
I wouldn't say I really, really liked it.
Okay.
Yeah. A little too much nostalgia, like our guy Nick said in the beginning, but a really fun story that ties everything together in the end. I did check out the Santa Claus show.
Oh, was it good?
I don't know.
I loved
I loved those back in the day,
too.
But I think this one's struggling to find its place.
Right.
There's two episodes of that. But
that's the Tim Allen.
Yeah, the Tim Allen one, but it's struggling. But other than that, I did watch Yellowstone last night. And
so good.
Beth continues, like you said.
The best baddest ass bitch on TV.
Ever.
I'm too behind on Yellowstone.
Oh.
So good.
We started watching, Tulsa King.
Okay.
Oh. Love.
You did?
Okay.
Loved.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Good.
So unexpected. So wrong. Just loved.
Okay.
Loved Sylvester Stallone.
I got it on the DVR. I'll watch it.
Grant, we just kind of got a kick out of
good.
The whole
storyline.
The storyline is funny.
And it's from Taylor Sheridan. Yeah. We know he knows how to do it. Who does Yellowstone.
And it's just like a fish out of water. They send him to be a mafia guy in the middle in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
I thought he already was a mafia guy.
Well, but he was in prison for 25 years.
Right. Yeah.
So he doesn't know what's happened in the world.
But he never ratted anybody out.
No. Right. But it's the story is just kind of fish out of the water, okay, trying to be an old mafia dude in the year 2023 or
which
whatever.
Which makes it, like you said, delightfully funny.
Yeah. It's funny. Yeah.
Could you understand him or did you put subtitles on?
I always have subtitles, but you could understand.
You could.
I was shocked how much we liked it. And you can only watch two.
Yep.
Right. So that was really fun. And then I watched Outcry, which is something we talked about when you were gone, Lori, which is a 5-part documentary about a football player in Texas and his story, which is
unbelievably
unbelievable. And that's on Showtime. And then the other one that I couldn't go to sleep because I'm on a million and one steroids trying to get rid of my bronchial thing.
Right.
The People We Hate at the Wedding. It's a dysfunctional.
Oh yeah.
America thing. Siblings with Christian Bale, Ben Platt, Allison Janney, Cynthia Addison Robinson. It is hysterical.
Funny? Oh, it was.
I think I remember this.
It's hysterical.
Yes. This looks really good.
What's
with
that
Kristen
on
Bale.
Again?
It's on Prime.
Prime, yeah. And this looks really good.
I just, you know, Rotten Tomatoes is only giving it like 23.
Allison Janney's in it from Mom. Yeah. Remember her from Mom? Oh, she's hysterical.
I started watching it at midnight, you know, very late. Yeah. I could not sleep and I couldn't stop. I thought it was fun.
Good.
So that's just kind of a fun, different movie, and it's not a family movie.
No.
Okay.
Because, I mean,
yeah,
you know.
Well, just the fact it's got hate in the title, yeah, usually would say.
Well,
it's
10
not
Things
a
I Hate About You, you know, wasn't.
Yeah, yeah,
there's language
true
in this,
yeah,
one.
But
right.
The People We Hate at a Wedding, yeah, doesn't seem like something I'm going to sit down with
I
the
really,
whole family.
I just thought it was so fun.
Relatable.
It's just fun. Yeah,
yeah. Okay. Well, I watched with Casey a show that dropped, I want to say last Thursday, 1899.
Did you like it?
On Netflix. And it's it shot straight to number one. And okay, so there's 8 episodes. Yeah. We watched all 8 between Thursday and yesterday. So just watching a couple.
Mm-hmm.
And
did it start slow?
Yes, very slow.
That's what Jess
kind
said.
Of. And it's from the same people who brought us Dark, which was a German Netflix show which Casey and I loved. I can't remember one damn thing about it, except it was a wild show that had 3 seasons and it made sense at the end of the 3rd season. And so it sees this group of migrants travel on a steamship from London, New York to start their new life. And halfway through the journey, they find their sister ship, Prometheus, adrift at sea. It's been missing for 4 months. There's only one kid found alive on the whole ship, and they don't know what's happened to it.
Ooh, I like this. I like it.
Okay, and it's 8 episodes, and it is beyond confusing.
Okay.
I will say it's shades of Westworld.
Okay.
Alternate universe.
Okay.
It was the most confusing, epic, strangest show I've ever watched.
Okay.
Casey looked at me when it was over and he said, I looked, there's a part 2 and I'm not going to be watching with you.
Oh gosh, Casey.
And it's just, I don't know how to describe it because.
Well, here's an audience review, Lori.
Mm-hmm.
Your brain creates your reality.
Yeah.
Your brain is your creator.
Wow.
This is very Westworld.
Yeah, very much
very
so.
Westworld.
Like it.
Is
85% on Rotten Tomatoes,
I
too.
I feel like I hate it.
From the audience?
Yeah.
Why won't Casey watch it again?
Or 79 from the audience.
Yeah, it goes in circles. You have to, it's very, very, very sci-fi. It's 1899. It's this, it's that. Sometimes it felt like it was a gothic mystery. It has a lot. It had a lot of energy.
There's okay. There's a triangle.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
On the cover of it. Is it like kind of surrounding the Bermuda Triangle or?
No, over. And is well, I don't know.
It's Puzzle Box TV. Is okay. How
all right.
The Verge described it. And so it's, you know, we have a lot of, like, we loved Yellow Jackets. That was, right, I consider right. Puzzle sure. Box. Severance was definitely Puzzle Box mm-hmm. TV. And Outer Range was Puzzle Box that went out
around.
Of range.
Out of range.
You'll have to decide for yourself whether it has an astonishing number of mysteries and twists and good luck, you know, just I would go along for the ride. I would go along for the ride of it. It seems like it would be an ideal binge, but it is the same people who brought us this German series Dark. And I did really like that show. Probably I won't go back and watch the second one. It reminded me, like the first two episodes sort of reminded me of Lost.
When you said the kid and the ship and how in like different universes, that's where my head went, but I didn't want to drive us down that direction.
So some people really like this Puzzle Box sci-fi whatever, and you'll have to just watch it on your own. But if you have Netflix, you'll see it's in the top 10. Yeah. And
it just debuted too.
You have to pay close attention to it and.
Has anyone gone back to Santorum?
Santorum, I haven't seen Friday night.
You guys keep doing it. I'm doing the binge we talked about. I'm waiting for it to get five because I enjoyed watching those first four together so much. So I have not seen the last three. Yeah,
love
it's
that
great.
Show.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think that one has 12 episodes before it ends.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was my only TV watching. Well, I did watch the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which was absolutely fantastic. It may have been the best one.
Really? And that's on HBO, right?
And it's replaying. Yeah. And it's replaying. You can watch it on HBO Max. But
did they play Jimmy Jam?
Oh, their induction was so good.
Lovely.
It was so good. Janet Jackson came out with the most enormous hair I've ever seen. She was so sweet, so cute. And Jimmy Jam and Terry were really, really quite nice. And Jam, since I've talked to him, and that's what he told me to call him. He, at the end of his...
we had
him on last week.
I know.
Yeah. He said, call me Jam.
He did, yeah.
And he said at the end, music is... If you ask people 20, and I'm kind of paraphrasing, but if you ask people 20 years ago what they were doing, but if you play a song from 20 years ago, it'll all come back to them.
Yeah.
And he said, music is that. And he said, so we have to fight. We have to keep music in school, not let music be cut. He goes, let's remember how we learn our ABCs. We don't say ABC. And then he sang ABCD.
Wow.
And then the rest of the audience filled it in. It was so sweet.
That's cool.
That was cool. And then the Eurythmics tore it up. They were absolutely incredible. Duran Duran on fire. They really gave a great performance. Sheryl Crow Olivia Rodrigo singing You're So Vain was so great.
For Carly Simon.
For Carly Simon.
Yeah.
And then I will admit I fast forwarded over Judas Priest.
Yes.
And Eminem was really fun. The Jimmy Iovine, Bruce Springsteen came out and talked about him. And but Eminem was really...
That performance I heard was... And even his speech when he talks about his mom and all...
I want to watch that because I love him.
It was epic.
And Dre's introduction to him.
Very funny. Mm-hmm. Very, very funny. And Dre even admitted, you know, he was like, I couldn't believe this kid was white.
Yeah.
Right.
Couldn't believe it. And then...
Called him the best rapper of all time. I think he did in his speech. He said that he's the greatest rapper.
He better come out with Rihanna and do that one song.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Dolly was just absolutely darling. And after she gave her speech and she went and changed into her rock and roll outfit, but Brandi Carlile and Pink sang Coat of Many Colors and another song, and they sounded amazing together. Mm-hmm. And then Dolly came out and performed a rock song that she made for this induction, and it was really good. And then everyone came up on stage and sang Jolene.
That's awesome.
Fun.
It was just, you know, because sometimes like, oh, you know, there were like three good performances. Right. But this was just like, bam, 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 you know.
Nice.
And the Harry Belafonte, because he got Ottoman Erdogan, and that was a fun package. Of course,
say he got Ottoman and Erdogan?
Ahmet Erdogan Award.
Oh, my God.
That's the name of a
famous... I'm like, what is Ottoman and Ert?
Ahmet Erdogan.
He's my hearing's off.
Atlantic Records, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
Who started that.
I just thought I was going...
No, you weren't. I thought I heard it, too.
Mm-hmm. To a different direction.
So, the Harry Belafonte, but it really was, like, a great, great broadcast of that.
Fun.
It was, like, 3.5 hours.
Yeah,
so, it took me on and off over a day to watch
sure,
it
that's
all.
A lot.
But that's a nice thing where you could put it on because you could listen to it, hear the speeches, hear the music, and you can do your ironing, get your stuff done.
I was cleaning up. That's exactly right, Grant.
Look at how well you know us. Yeah. You can do your ironing.
I'm ironing.
I know she likes to iron.
God, I love ironing. Okay, listen, we come back. Elton John. You know, I fell for the thing last night that Britney was showing up.
I know you did. You sent it to me.
I know. I fell for it. She didn't show up, but he had an epic final U.S. concert at Dodger Stadium last night. We'll be right back. Yes, last night at Dodger Stadium, Dua Lipa came out for the third to the last song and did this massive hit. She was posting all over on Instagram how excited she was. Roger Friedman said it was a total blast, a triumph of music and showmanship. And Kiki D came out for Don't Go Breaking My Heart, which was...
one of his originals.
Yeah, one of his originals. And people went crazy. Brandi Carlile came out and did a brilliant duet, Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me, the one he sang with George Michael.
Wow.
So she's been everywhere. And here's what Roger writes. What other artist has had a career like Elton John when he wrote I'm Still Standing? I'm still standing. Yeah. His career was in a lull after 10 years of superstardom. And every time he was written off or thought out of vogue, he came roaring back. This was especially true when he wrote the songs for The Lion King and had this huge smash. And the show was 2.5 hours. The first song was Benny and the Jets. The last song, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Fun.
And when he sang Your Song, which was the second to the last song, he brought out Bernie Taupin, his co-songwriter, and his whole family. And then, you know, he, of course, wore a Dodgers uniform, but in a bigger size than what we saw in Rocket Man. And he's...
You're so funny, but yet
in a bigger size,
of course.
Picking it out.
I was looking at some of the other reviews. Elton sounding, rocking, and acting like it's still 1974. And he's still got Davy Johnston and Ray Cooper leading the band. And, you know, so they just sounded great. And people were like, we're so happy about going to that show. And Britney did not show up. I really thought I had a good source that said she was, but I did not.
No. But if you didn't get to see him while he was here, you can go across the pond.
We can go to Europe and see him.
He's got 60 dates left.
Yes.
On his 2023 docket. Mm-hmm. But we did have a listener that went Sidell.
Oh, tell me. Okay, let's talk about that. And the Duke and Duchess of Sussex popped up with a little message. They'd been at the concert earlier. And
for Elton John.
For Elton John, and he played images of them. He's very much Team Harry and Meghan.
Well, they stayed at one of his places in Vancouver, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's get to Adele.
Okay, this is from Sarah. And I had been reading and looking at pictures all weekend about it, and we knew Adele was really nervous, but apparently it was beyond. And here's what Sarah says, is I just wanted to send you a note. I had the honor of seeing Adele. The wait was well worth it. Every second of the show was fantastic. I've seen a lot of concerts and shows. She got Taylor Swift tickets last week, too. Woo. Mm-hmm. Side note. And it by far blew everything I've ever seen out of the water. They did things on stage that I've never seen before, and Adele was perfection. She was so sweet, funny, and humble, connecting with the audience. Her voice doesn't quit. Longtime fan of you gals. But one of the things I heard is, and I think I listened to Jason or someone else said this, is the set had all these transforming things like that were so beyond like Disney World-like that it was so cool. It was just like
rain.
Just wild. But people loved it.
Like animatronic type stuff?
Yeah. Not all penetrating. Just set transformation things and things like you've never seen before or expected. And people absolutely loved it and said the experience was real.
Cool.
It was cool.
Well, I mean, you know, that really was. First, they tried to say COVID, then the boyfriend, but she tried to maintain that it was the production that was missing.
Right.
That it wasn't up to her standards. And when the show opened, she sang Set Fire to the Rain in front of flaming rain.
Right.
Uh-huh, there we go.
She disappeared in a cloud of confetti.
How cool is that?
Yeah, she had to get it right. That's for sure.
Well, and then, I mean, your brother is going. Is he so excited?
Yes, he is excited. I mean, his husband and my mom are not happy that he got assigned to Christmas Eve.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, he's one of
because he had like the seventh Friday.
Right.
Or no.
And that's a hard
date. He had a month. He was four Fridays in. And
yeah,
it was just like he kind of thought he would get the fourth Friday. I mean, that's how he was expecting it. And so, you know, his husband is going with them, but he's like not thrilled.
What's going Christmas
And they're going
Eve?
To no. Vegas for 24 hours.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But he's a huge Adele fan, so he's like really, really excited. And I guess she cried several times. And she added two New Year's shows.
Well, she did.
She
okay.
did.
All right.
Because she's going to be there. The hot goss about Adele in Las Vegas is that she was unimpressed.
The Caesar's Palace, I saw this.
Well, first they offered her the Palazzo Suites at the Rio. Hello, the Rio, the cats are taking over.
I can't believe they would offer that.
Yeah.
That's across, that's not even near anything anymore.
Yeah, then she looked at the Augustus Tower, which is where the whales stay at Caesar's. And
we're not talking about the swimming kind.
The big spenders.
Yep.
And apparently even Adele can't stay at the Augustus. It is purely for whales.
Really?
Gambling whales.
Oh, she's
the big, big spenders. So she's now said to be staying at the rival Wynn Fairway Villas, which sits on a golf course. The villas are $30,000 a night. And the Wynn was trying to get Adele to do her residency after she canceled at Caesars to do it there. But they're delighted she's at least staying there.
And it looks like, I saw some of the pictures, it's like an infinity pool that goes over into a rolling golf green grant. It just looked gorgeous.
It looked beautiful.
Yeah. Wow.
And she also did say about Caesar. She told the crowd, I should be giving you a standing ovation. Thank you so much for coming back to me. I really appreciate it. It looks amazing. And then she said, I'm so nervous, but I'm so happy. I don't know what I was thinking, putting piano ballads at the top of the set. Hopefully over time, my nerves will disappear. I would also really like to thank Caesars because there have been a lot of rumors and they never once asked any questions. It's been amazing.
Ooh. Oh, there you go. All right.
So, I don't know. She could have also been crying because she Couldn't believe how much people paid for tickets.
How much was it?
Well, the tickets were, there were some tickets that were going for as much as $26,000 a pop and $12,000 a pop. And
well, that's, I feel like, in that intimate setting compared to some of the concert, people are paying fortunes for tickets right now, Lori. Yeah. She's not alone in that one.
$26,000.
But she's not alone in that one.
Yeah, but and that's on the resale market. Right. And that doesn't mean anyone's going to buy, you know, actually spend that. But
exactly.
I mean, I would just watch her CBS special on repeat.
Wasn't that amazing?
My mom has saved it on her DVR, and she watches it. And she keeps. She told my brother, "Why don't you sell your ticket?"
I didn't care.
And she goes, "Why don't you sell your ticket, make a lot of money, and go on a trip, and we can watch Adele, the CBS thing from last November that I still
at Christmas Eve. Where was that at? With the family?
That was at the Griffith Park Observatory.
That's why I liked it so much. I mean, I'm not into her music, but that was such a beautiful backdrop and the way it all laid out. That's what
I don't
got
know.
Me.
If I had an opportunity to go and see her, and it wasn't going to cost me anything, I'd go.
Yeah.
Anything? You're not even willing to pay $500?
No. I'd pay $500 if included air.
Oh, Julie, then you're not willing to go at all.
Basically.
Yeah, that's basically it. Well, basically. We already know that you have a hard time not talking during Adele show.
I get bored. I do.
Which is shocking because these are in your songs.
Because hers all sound alike to me. I have a couple artists whose music sounds all alike, and I don't care.
This goes back to what you said earlier about all the nice transitions and stage things. I'm like, well, if you're not a big fan of her music and you're tagging along, at least you got something
you've
to
got
watch.
Some other things,
something to distract you.
Because I think a lot of it sounds the same. I mean, you haven't bought this album. None of us have bought this album. We're not into it
not
at all.
Not that one, no.
I need change.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you know what the other good performance was at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was Pat Benatar.
Oh, yes.
That was really fun just to learn about, you know, like her career. And you forget like how she was like the first female hard rocker that rose to You're a Heartbreaker. And, you know, she wanted a guitar player and her manager found Neil Girardo. And, you know, they ended up falling in love and having children and they've been a lifelong partner.
Yeah.
He calls her Patricia and she calls him Spider. That's what I learned. But she looked really great.
She's always been.
Yeah,
amazing.
And she's opening for Pink.
Yes, she is.
Here, anyway.
Yes.
So.
And those tickets are on sale.
Yeah, they are on sale. I've got to, on the break, Julia, go to that dreaded Beast
website.
Ticketmaster.
This ought to be fun.
Don't even say their name anymore.
I know.
Isn't that the truth?
It's like giving them advertisements. I'm done with them.
Well, what am I going to do?
You're right. There's no other place to go.
I mean, I can go buy verified resale tickets and pay more, but I'm going to take my chances.
Take your chances. Absolutely.
All right. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. This is Lori and Julia on My Talk.
For 9 years, a dangerous man terrorized women, breaking into homes and raping his victims before killing a brilliant young scientist in 1998.
The more the victims resisted, the more violent he became.
Then he suddenly stops, leaving police with a lot of clues and one unknown subject.
I'm Paul Wagner. Join me for Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast series. Search American Nightmare Podcast on all podcast platforms today.